get your podcasts.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran targets Israel. I'm Michelle Franzen. A wave of missiles launched by Iran targeting Israel in retaliation for the death of Hezbollah's leader in Lebanon last week. Earlier, air sirens sounded across Israel and residents sheltered in safe rooms. Israeli forces say there appears to be no additional threats detected by Iran at this moment. Israel says it will respond, and the U.S. has also readied resources in the region. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
We have heard from a White House official earlier today saying that a direct military attack from Iran against Israel will carry severe consequences for Iran. What exactly that looks like, we still do not know. The president, in the days leading up to this, has been calling for a ceasefire, saying that while an all-out war is possible, the president was adamant we really have to avoid it.
Israel's forces says most missiles were intercepted with Israel's air defense systems, but some were not intercepted. No word yet on injuries. This is ABC News. In Thailand, a bus carrying young students and teachers caught on fire outside Bangkok. More than 20 people are feared dead. Rescuers said that they could not get on that bus for hours because of fears that the heat inside the gas-fueled vehicle could have caused more explosions. NATO has a new chief.
Despite the current state of play on the battlefield, which sees Russia gaining militarily, NATO's new Secretary General wants to
step up our support for Ukraine and bring it ever closer to NATO.
While many European nations are finding it tougher to contribute to the Ukrainian cause these days, Mark Rutte maintains
we must deliver on the package agreed at the Washington summit. The command, the financial pledge, and Ukraine's irreversible path to membership.
Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Ford wants to make it easier for EV owners to charge their vehicles. Starting today, when you buy or lease a Ford F-150, Lightning, or a Mustang Mach-E, you'll get free installation of home charging stations. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. A local elected official hopes former President Donald Trump tones down his rhetoric about immigration when he visits the Democratic stronghold of Dane County today. Supervisor David Boettcher's county board district includes Wanakee, where Trump has an afternoon campaign event.
To actually thank them for the work they do and help building our community rather than saying that they're eating cats and dogs. So I'm hoping he's at a facility that has a large population of employees who are minorities and that he'll thank them and address them rather than attack them.
Trump will be at Dane Manufacturing before heading to a speaking event at Discovery World in Milwaukee. The latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association says home prices continue to increase. Association consultant and Marquette Emeritus Economics Professor Dave Clark.
Prices are up about 8%. We do believe, though, that as these mortgage rates come down, we'll once again see those new listings begin to improve again.
Fewer homes on the market. The statewide median rose to $324,000 in August. Sales of existing homes were down just over 4.5% during the last 12 months. Volunteers from Wisconsin are helping in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
Laura McGuire with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin says as of Monday, three of the region's emergency response vehicles are deployed to devastated areas in the southeast.
Delivering hot food, comfort, water, maybe a hot coffee, maybe a hug, and just listening to people.
There are 25 Wisconsin volunteers in the region.
Rolling up their sleeves and really providing comfort to people that need it the most.
The best way for you to help? Make a financial donation or an appointment to give blood. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Significantly cooler today and crisp, with high temperatures only scraping the mid-60s. We still have breezy winds and a few more clouds filtering in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. There'll be plenty of sunshine tomorrow and pleasant temperatures as we rise to the mid-70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Good day for the grain markets. Wheat futures spiked critical overhead resistance. Corn traded up to some long-term momentum indicators, and soybeans were led higher by bean meal. Feeder cattle were lower on pressure from gains in corn prices, but live cattle were higher and lean hogs ended the day sharply higher.
Live from October via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll continue coverage of World Dairy Expo in bucolic Wisconsin, USA with Robin Schmall from AgMarket.net. Then we'll chat with Peggy Coffeen from the Uplevel Dairy Podcast. And directly following the news, the Brian Split we know from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, there's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Welcome to AgriTalk. And you know what? In that open, yeah, I should mention that Class 3 milk futures were mostly lower today, but they're still at levels that are generating some optimism in the dairy industry, no question about it. We are live
in the spring. Huh?
What? Yeah. Coiling the spring a bit here, maybe. Yeah.
Perhaps.
We are live at the Dairy World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. A big thank you to United Animal Health for making our coverage from the World Dairy Expo possible this afternoon. We're putting together the show. The show is sitting right in front of me as we speak. Here,
is that
David.
Right? The full cast is assembled there.
I've got Robin. I've got Peggy. Uh-huh. I'm feeling pretty good. I know Brian's around here someplace, so we'll be getting to him in just a moment.
Well,
I tell you what, good crowd this morning as Karen Bonert, the editor of Farm Journal Milk, and I were talking about earlier. Today was Youth Day here at the World Dairy Expo. So there was a lot of FFA members that were making their way around earlier today. The crowd has thinned out just a little bit here this afternoon, but still a good crowd here in Madison at the World Dairy Expo. So
outstanding. That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a day in the grain markets, dude.
What do we got going here? I mean, we should probably talk about that.
We probably should. You got any information there on what happened?
I'm a little unimpressed with the soybeans, to be honest. I felt like maybe we could have gotten a little more out of this. What are we doing? I mean,
You know, and then there's your crude oil up about $2. I don't know what's gotten into these. Wheat looks good.
Wheat looks good. Why don't you kick us off with wheat?
Well, wheat futures were solidly higher at mid-morning and added to gains in afternoon trade. Global supply-side uncertainties are erasing seller interest. The primary winter wheat productions in Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan are expected to be dry over the next 10 days. The lack of full development could leave the crop in the Black Sea region vulnerable to winter kill later this year. December soft red winter wheat futures opened mostly steady and traded lower before rallying to spike resistance at $6 for the first time since July 11. Chart watchers are targeting resistance at the 100-day moving average near 607 in front month SRW. December hard red winter wheat futures today 14.5 cents higher at 5.98 1/4. December SRW wheat up 15 cents to 5.99. December spring wheat closed at 6.34 3/4. Chip, that was up 13.
Yeah, watch these prices in here. Our planted acres on winter wheat might be going up here as we get into the fall season. As those beans come off, there may be a chance to throw some winter wheat seed out there in the ground with the way prices are performing.
Well, Chip, supply-side uncertainties for feed grains coming out of the Black Sea region also helped support corn prices today, and wheat futures provided spillover support. December corn futures traded to the highest level since June 28, price collapse in corn futures, and the December contract touched the 100-day moving average for the first time since June 14. The second consecutive higher close above the July 24 high also helped the market build some upside momentum. Adding support to corn prices is word BNSF Railway will resume issuing permits for corn shipments to Mexico. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 195,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery to unknown destinations. That's for the current marketing year. December corn futures 4.25 cents higher on the day, 4.29. March corn up 5.25 cents to 4.46 1/2. July corn futures closed at 4.61. That's up 5.25 cents, Chip.
Okay, I just went and checked it. December corn closed at 4.29. Today, the 100-day moving average was at 4.28 3/4. So,
right.
I mean, it's only by 0.25 cents, but we are above that 100-day moving average. That could trigger some additional short covering in corn.
USDA announced the sale of 120,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, and that helped bean prices recover from early losses. Soybean harvest is moving at a rapid pace in the United States, while Brazilian producers have delayed plantings as they await the start of the rainy season. Here in the U.S., pro farmer crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonier trimmed another half bushel from his national average soybean yield, dropping his estimate to 51.5 bushels per acre. November bean futures opened slightly lower this morning, dropped through support at 1050, and then recovered to post a high range close. November beans were 0.25 cents higher at 1057 1/4. January beans up 0.25 cents to 1075 1/2. March beans closed at 1089 1/2. That's up a full penny, Chip.
Yeah, December soybean meal today was 590 higher, 347.50, and December bean oil was 40 points lower, 42.91.
December cotton today was 52 points lower at 73.09. On your livestocks, December fat cattle traded on both sides of 185 for a fourth consecutive session, but today was the first close above that level since July 31st. December fat cattle were 37.5 cents higher at 185.17 1/2. November feeders 22.5 cents lower, 244.67 1/2. And on the snout side, lean hogs opened near session lows and posted a high range close. These hogs 132.5 higher today, 74.60. Chip Flory.
All right, thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Brian Splitt, AgMarket.net. How you doing, Brian?
Fantastic, Chip. How are you today?
Doing good. You know, there's always a lot of focus on corn, soybeans, and wheat. Sometimes we need to keep track of what's happening in the soy products, too. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, so December soy meal has a very strong, well-developed head and shoulder bottom, or an inverted head and shoulder pattern. And we took the neckline of that pattern out on Friday, and it was an extremely strong day. December futures were up $17 a ton that day with $25 limits, right? So when we did that, we took out the 100-day, we made new highs for the month, and we also took out the August monthly high. And that's why there were so many stops that got triggered. We did close above the 200-day today, and the measurement still takes about another $20 higher. That is not the only head and shoulder pattern. We have a head and shoulder bottom in NOVE 25 soybeans. It measures to 1131.5. That is actually the 50% retracement of the whole move, and that is where the 200-day moving average resides. And then you've got a head and shoulder bottom in the DS 25 corn as well that measures to 471. So there's a lot of very similar patterns in multiple of the products right now.
Okay. All right. You know, it's October, and geez, we're clipping right along on bean harvest. I'm a little surprised that we're getting that much, as much upside momentum as we're seeing in the soy complex right now. It seems a little unusual, right?
Unusual, maybe. You know, we've seen some, I mean, we got a rally last year that was was through harvest, and it topped out in mid-October. I wonder if we're going to see something similar where the funds maybe continue to cover shorts into the October WASDE report and mark a high. I've seen also some comparative commodity trader reports that have shown other years where we've been short at this time of year. The funds have gotten to about even, and then they go short again in mid-October.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, in other words, if you've got some product to move, some beans to move, some corn to move, pay attention here.
Absolutely. This is a very well-timed opportunity. And I misspoke. That 1131.5 is a 62% retracement, not 50. Shame on me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good stuff, Brian. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
You bet. Brian Split, AgMarket.net. Up next, Robin Schmall. AgMarket.net.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Laurie. We are live in Madison, Wisconsin at the World Dairy Expo. A big thank you to United Animal Health for making our coverage from WDE possible. And with that in mind, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Mabel Ament, a dairy key account manager for United Animal Health, joins us right now. Mabel, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for
doing
having us.
Fine. Yeah, doing real fine. Real fine. Tell us about United Animal Health.
Sure. United Animal Health was founded in 1956 and is a family-owned business based out of Sheridan, Indiana. For the past 68 years, United Animal Health has been dedicated to providing research-based solutions to enhance animal nutrition and livestock production profitability.
Excellent. Excellent. What issues are you seeing in the dairy industry these days that UAH is really paying attention to right now, Mabel?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Thanks for asking. I think as the dairy industry is evolving, dairy health teams are wanting more comprehensive pathogen control strategies as we are seeing more co-infection disease outbreaks on high-producing farms. We know that co-infections in a cow herd can be catastrophic. 58% of cows exhibiting clinical disease symptoms harbor more than one pathogen when sampled through United Animal Health's PathConnect surveillance program. This disease state, known as a co-infection, not only increases the risk of disease, but severity is also compounded when combined with additional stressors, resulting in health and production losses.
Yeah, yeah. You're exactly right. The stress mounts so quickly there. So how is United helping dairymen deal with these co-infections in their herds?
Yeah. So really combating a co-infection requires a multi-pronged approach. First, we at United Animal Health help identify what pathogens these dairies are dealing with by using our pathogen surveillance program mentioned above called PathConnects. We take rectal swabs from a population of cows at the dairy, and then we quantify the bacteria loads to determine what pathogens these farms are struggling with. We then utilize that information and develop a program based on pathogen reduction. So really, we know by utilizing a probiotic that we can reduce these key pathogen loads these dairies are seeing. United Animal Health offers a 6-strain bacillus product called Strateris. What makes Strateris unique to other bacillus products on the market is that we have scientific research that shows the strength it has to inhibit the growth of these harmful bacteria, such as E. coli, Salmonella, and Clostridia. We know by reducing these pathogens, we are less likely to have a co-infection in the dairy cow, which is everybody wants that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Mabel, thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for your sponsorship of AgriTalk here at World Dairy Expo.
Thank you.
All right. That is Mabel Ament. You can get more from United Animal Health. Just go to www.unitedanh.com. Robin Schmall with AgMarket.net is our market analyst today. Robin, it's good to see you, man.
It's good to catch up.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. Okay, Robin, I said it in the open that the Class 3 milk futures were under a little bit of pressure today, but doggone, they're still at price levels that are bringing some optimism into the industry, aren't they?
Yeah, we haven't seen these prices for a number of years, and even though we backed off, we're still looking at historically high prices. Now, it may not be as good that some people might think because costs have gone up a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly is good and to see that. Plus, there is optimism in the market.
Okay, so what is the profitability situation here? Obviously, it's a margin business. Inputs have backed off some, haven't they?
Yeah, to some extent, a lot of goods and services not because everything has gone up. Cost of making those has gone up right down the whole supply chain situation. So it's not, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
There's profitability there to some extent. Good management practices producers are implementing, technology. It's good. The industry is positive.
Dude, it was only like 6 months ago. We were wondering when in the heck it was going to turn around for us.
Right.
This is a welcome relief for the industry.
It turned around with, you could say, with a vengeance.
Yeah.
But then 2 weeks ago, it turned the other way around with a vengeance too. But, I think it's the matter of the market finding itself. We had a little bit of the heifer mentality, which I call it, where the traders sometimes run around and then they try to figure out why they're there. And then, the market tries to find where it needs to be. And I think going into the holidays, some of the buying has been done for the holidays, which normally happens in August, September. But I think with the lower prices that are here now, I think there's going to trigger a little bit more buying for the fill-in for, you know, going further on. So I think we'll give you top around here a little bit.
All right. I got some details that I want to get to. But first, what are the conversations that you're having here? What are guys wanting to talk about?
Well, they want to talk about when it's going to come back.
Yeah.
For one. The other thing they want to talk about is what is the outlook for next year based on the heifer supply, you know, the beef on dairy situation, and really the international demand, exports.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, what should we do?
Yeah, of course. And we're going to get to that yet, too. You mentioned the beef on dairy. When I think of beef on dairy, I think of beef on dairy as a southern and a western dairy thing. But it's here in Wisconsin, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. What does that mean to an average dairy in Wisconsin?
Well, it's helped them to increase their income quite substantially over the last couple of years. And a lot of producers that I work with and have talked to, you know, they like to do 50% of their herd beef on dairy, and 50% they try to breed with sex semen. So it's helped them through this lower time period. Now there's a little bit of talk starting to surface where they might up that ratio of breeding sex semen for more heifers, maybe up to 65-70%, keeping 30% or so beef on dairy. Because we're going to go through cycles. We always go through these cycles. And if you're going to be pulling in or starting to think about increasing the heifer retention or the heifer breeding program, maybe now's the time to start, because it'll take that 2.5 to 3 years before they get there.
Exactly. You know, we talk about it takes 3 years to get from expansion to a steak on the plate. Well, it takes time to get milk from a cow, too.
You gotta
obviously plan well in advance for that. As I understand it, and fix me if I'm wrong on this, but the number of dairy heifers being produced right now are basically enough to replace the coal cows, not to expand the herd.
Yes, that's about where we're at.
Well, that's right, got to be holding. I mean, the market has given them signals to go ahead and expand some, and
that's correct.
The heifers just aren't there to make it happen.
It's difficult now. You know, farmers can pay the higher price for heifers that are available, because the milk price is higher, so it doesn't hurt quite as much. But we're seeing less of the slaughter that's been taking place, holding some of the older cows, or let's say lowering the bar a little bit on milk production. And that was the idea that's been floating around in the market, that that's going to limit our production down the road, because you have older cows, you don't get the new genetics coming in. But yet that kind of was put to the rest a little bit on the last milk production report when we saw production per cow 8 pounds higher than a year ago. So bottom line is, dairy producers do a good job of getting milk out of those cows using what's available for them at this point.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Okay, what do we do about all this? What are your risk management strategies that you are talking with your clients about?
Well, generally, and even not just now, but for the last quite a while, it's always putting a floor in the market, either by using option strategies or dairy revenue protection, because you do not want to limit your upside. I mean, some like to have the know where they're hedging. So some of my customers do futures, but I'm not promoting that. I think in this day and age, we need to leave that flexibility.
Right.
So looking out into next year, maybe we're not there right now, but when those opportunities avail themselves, you need to take a look at an option strategy or getting some dairy revenue protection on. Both of those are really good, sound marketing principles.
Yeah. You know, you've got a heck of a good opportunity out there right now. The last thing you want to do is let it get away from you. And doggone it, and dairy, you've said it, you can see it bleed away from you awfully quick.
Yeah, very quick, because like the barrel price in 2 weeks dropped 47¾ cents.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's exactly right. Robin, we're out of time, man. As always, you and I could talk all afternoon on this stuff. I really appreciate you making time for us here at the World Dairy Expo. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again sometime.
Thank you. It's always great to be on your show.
You bet. All right. Robin Schmall, agmarket.net. Coming up next, Peggy Coffeen, Up-Level Dairy Podcast here on AgriTalk.
This is Andrew McRae, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 14 and one half cents higher at 598 and a quarter. December SOW wheat up 15 to 599. December corn futures 4 1/4 cents higher on the day at 429. March corn up 5 1/4 cents to 446 and a half. November soybean futures were 0.25 cents higher at 1057 and a quarter. Jan beans also up a quarter, 1075 and one half. December cotton today was 52 points lower at 7309. On your livestocks, December fats were 37 and one half higher at 185.17 and a half. November feeder futures 22 1/2 cents lower at 244.67 and a half. December lean hogs a buck 32 and a half higher, 74.60. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Scammers often farmers. Now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Significantly cooler today and crisp, with high temperatures only scraping the mid-60s. We still have breezy winds and a few more clouds filtering in here tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. There'll be plenty of sunshine tomorrow and pleasant temperatures as we rise to the mid-70s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and to the World Dairy Expo. Again, a big thank you to United Animal Health. for making our coverage from the World Dairy Expo possible this afternoon. Be sure to check them out, www.unitedanh.com. Joining us now, Peggy Coffeen, Up-Level Dairy Podcast. Peggy, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Great to be here with you, Chip, live and in person here at World Dairy Expo. Yeah, okay, so I've been coming to this since I was just a little kid, right? Okay. Grew up half hour south of here. I always say, like, this is better than Christmas. This has always been my Christmas, World Dairy Expo. Is that sad or is that cool?
No, that's cool. That's cool.
So it's Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So are you hoping for, like, another grilled cheese? Well, another scoop of ice cream. What is it that you're hoping for?
Yeah. You know what? The funny thing about World Dairy Expo for me is most years I never get either of the two things that Expo is known for.
You a little busy most of the time, I know.
I'm here for the people. I'm here for the people and the conversations, and I talk more than I eat this week. So it's the best diet plan.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. We're going to talk more about what you're doing here, but first, tell me about the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So Up-Level Dairy Podcast launched just about 2 years ago, and it was my way of wanting to connect our dairy community with bigger conversations about really business management and leadership, and do that through the voices of dairy owners and managers from across the country. And I've been blessed to be able to do that. And a lot of what that comes down to is really getting to the heart of what matters to those producers when they think about their future. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that comes up oftentimes is, what does our future look like for the next generation? How do we make that happen?
Yep. Yep. Why? What inspired you to do the podcast?
Oh, goodness. So, you know, a few different things.
But well, I should say, besides the millions of dollars in sponsorship money that I know comes in for each and every podcast out there, right? You know, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think careers like this in journalism are all about what's in your heart and how you want to connect with people and how you're best positioned to serve. And so I spent a good chunk of my career as a journalist and a magazine editor, but learned over time that I was pretty envious of the people like you, Chip, that were able to take that skill set but communicate it verbally. And so a couple of years ago, I started pivoting towards that.
Cool.
Because I saw that that's what our dairy producers wanted. They didn't want to sit and read. They wanted something that they could plug into and tune into when they're in the barn, in the tractor, in the truck, and on the go.
Cool. Cool. And that's who you hope you're talking to with the podcast, dairy producers.
Yes.
Real honest to God dairy producers.
Yeah. The people that own and manage the most progressive and forward thinking dairies in the country. And then of course that ends up being the people that sit close to them at the table and end up reaching around the world. But I always feel like when I think about every podcast episode, I'm picturing in my mind that dairy producer that I'm speaking to and how I can serve them.
I do the same thing when I'm talking about cattle, and I've said this 100 times on the air, so I can say it again. I think about one guy, Ron Nowichak.
Yeah.
It's a guy that I grew up with, and I know that if I'm communicating to Ron, more than likely I'm communicating with what a lot of cattlemen want to know out there. I do the same thing with hog producers, corn producers. I always got somebody in my mind. I'm sure you've got somebody in your mind when you're doing your podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
I always have that vision. And there's definitely a couple of people that I say, okay, how can I serve them today in what I do?
Good for you.
Thanks. So I get to learn from the best like you.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. All right. Let's move on. So what are the conversations like here at the World Dairy Expo?
Yeah. So one of the biggest conversations that I just had this morning was in the Tan Bark, which is kind of an arena that's set up here at World Dairy Expo. It's a forum with a stage and seating. And so what I was able to do to serve producers today, with that Tan Bark area was partner with Compure Financial. So they sponsored this stage for 2 hours this morning to have candid conversations on transition planning.
Okay.
And so that included, that included Steve Schwer, who is a Compeer financial consultant. Also a family that he has assisted, one of his customers, in doing a full farm transition plan.
He had a case study on the stage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And we brought in there too a partner that they refer to help families in the process on that transition planning side. That was Jared Holt from Ascent Financial Group.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it was a stacked stage. You know, I was moderating, but I always say, like, the best thing I can do is just not talk and let the smart people talk, because that's who everyone wants to hear from.
Yeah.
And the three people in the middle of that stage were the Oxner family. So this is Dennis and his wife, Jenny, and their nephew, Alan. So 7-generation family farm. And they are located not too far from here in Madison.
Holy smokes.
So, said they're going into this. Allen's and represents that 7th generation. And so, you know, a little bit of the backstory of this family that they were so generous in sharing was that transitioning from Dennis and David's generation, from their dad to them, it wasn't easy. In fact, they had unexpected things that came up, the big D's. There was an unexpected death. There was a divorce. There was these challenges that they faced that they had to deal with.
Yeah.
And what they decided when they were in their early 50s, they had bought the farm in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
In their early 50s, they knew that they did not want their next gen to have that experience. They wanted to do better and provide a better opportunity, a better route, a better path for another generation to come into their family business. And that next generation includes a nephew, a son, and a non-family business partner.
Wow.
Yeah. How cool. They're the rock stars here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The amount of planning that it takes to make something like that happen. And I don't know. Tell me if this is right or wrong, especially with bringing a non-family member into the operation. That's got to take incredible planning and patience.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, Chip? So I specifically asked Alan, who is, they call him the G2, Generation 2.
Okay.
I said, Alan, I'm like, what was it like to bring in a non-family member into this process? And his response, I think it's interesting because I think it speaks to the mindset of the generations that are coming into farming and agriculture that don't look at tradition the same way that we did and that our parents did. And he said, his response was, well, it didn't matter that he wasn't family. He had been with us for a long time. He has our values. He has done everything that we've done too. Like, it was like it was a non-issue in his mind. And I thought that was so interesting.
Alan's attitude, had he already, you know, developed the sense of ownership of in the operation?
Yeah. So yes. Yeah, so he's developing
that.
He cares. Yes. And that's what he said. Is this other partner, this non-family member? He cares.
Yeah.
And they had done a lot of work. This is what I learned, Chip, about the transition planning process. And I keep emphasizing this word process here is for them, you know, that would say start early, right? They say start early. What does that really mean? Well, these guys started early because the generation that was looking to transition to the next were in their 50s when they started having conversations. But what are those conversations? Is it, hey, you know, we bump shoulders and we maybe talk a while we're working sometimes, right? But what they actually did with the referral from Steve Schwer, their banker from Compeer, is they brought in Jared Holt and his team from Ascent. They did full personality profiles. They interviewed every single family member, including the ones that had no intention of coming back to the business, and the spouses of the people involved. And so they got this really full picture of what is it that everybody really wants. You know?
Yeah.
And it just really blew me away the depth at which they spent time digging into this family and who they were as individuals, you know, and the partners too, and the non-family partner.
Okay. How's it working? What's the success look like?
Yeah. Okay. So they are 4 years into basically a 10-year plan.
Okay.
right? And so what does that mean? It means that they have a plan on paper that they are, every year they're going back and they're evaluating that plan. They continue to meet with their transition planning consultant to make sure that they're on the same page. It also means that they, as they make a land purchase or consider an expansion of their business, that they're revisiting this plan, because even though you can have something on paper, it's never really done.
Right.
Because unless your business is done.
Living documents.
Business is done growing.
Living documents.
But can I add one more thing about what they did? So this is really interesting. And I think a lot of farm families would be really interested to hear this too when they talk about transitioning, is some of the things that they talked about ahead of time and put plans and processes in place for. One of them, housing policy for family members. What do we do when the farm owns the house that these two siblings live in, and then this employee lives in, and or this owner lives in? What do we do about this? How do we make this fair? So they actually have something set up and in writing that there's, you know, kind of like an account, so to speak, an escrow that money goes in. And then when home improvements need to be made, when someone wants to make an improvement on their home, they take it out of their allotment that's in this pot over here. And that was one of the strategies that I thought was really interesting for how do you set up on the front end to not just transfer. It's not just about the assets, it's not just about the taxes, but it's about the transition of the family, so that it's not those little things that two sister-in-laws are going to bicker about, right?
Right.
And I say sister-in-law as a woman, right? But I mean, but these are the things that keep families from being able to sit down at the table for Christmas together, and that's the goal at the end of the day.
Amen. Amen. It's a business that is operating so that we can live the way that we want to live, have the lives that we want to have. And that's what farming is at so many different levels. Really cool conversation, Peggy. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Where can we go to find your podcast, Up Level Dairy?
Up Level Dairy. You can go on Apple and Spotify, also on YouTube. And in the next couple of weeks, this conversation that we had here on the Tambark will be on the Up Level Dairy podcast. So make sure you follow it on your favorite listening platform, or go ahead and follow on social media.
Fantastic. To know that comes. Peggy, thank you so much. Peggy Coffeen, Up Level Dairy podcast.
Want to get whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs, while improving your farm's bottom line.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here with you on a Tuesday, the first day of October. Chip Lorre, yeah. October, huh? How does October find
here
you?
It is.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Fired up? No? Sure. Why not?
You got your
Let's get fired
spice.
Up.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Sprinkle a nutmeg, maybe. Huh?
No. More the smell of gun smoke in the air.
Ooh.
A little black powder.
Yeah. Cuts right through that chill of the morning.
Mm. Oh, man.
Nothing like it. Nope. Peggy Coffeen, great conversation there. We've spoken to her before on the Uplevel Dairy podcast. Question for you, because, you know, I got a podcast going.
You do?
Well, what if I had her on my podcast, Grow Getters? Would that be... Now, the kids would say that's a little too meta. Are you familiar with the concept of meta? It's sort of like a picture of someone taking a picture. Like watching Charlie Brown while you're wearing a Charlie Brown t-shirt. Just a little too close. You know what I mean?
Right.
Almost like a closed feedback loop. I don't know. A podcast about a podcast who has a podcast. I don't know. I feel like you were immediately put off. Yeah. You were put off by the idea right away. So I'm just going to shut it down. Yeah,
well,
I got
considering
what I
that, it, didn't we just kind of do that?
Well, we kind of did, but she's going to put it on hers. I want one for mine.
Okay. All right.
Take me back to Brian Split. He was talking about we rallied through harvest last year, but I don't feel like he was trying to be predictive with that necessarily. Did you?
No, I don't, but it was definitely a warning that, and I kind of set him up with that question. I mean, I know what happens in October, and
This is the month that the conspiracy theorists will argue that we are reducing the indemnity payments on crop insurance. Because the fall price is determined by the average of December corn futures and the average of November soybean futures in October. So we're determining the fall price. Well, if you're going to lower the indemnity payments, you got to take the price up and get it closer to what it was this spring.
I think what you do this time of year is take those conspiracy theories with a grain of nutmeg and maybe a dash of cinnamon. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. But sometimes he's but
and Brian serve was it from a gourd.
I hadn't thought about that. From a gourd.
Yeah, I'm getting in the spirit of it now.
Wow, my night just filled up. I'm gonna be making gourd cups. Split was also talking about sometimes funds will kind of get even positioned at harvest and then they go back short once they get the lay of the land there.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing about the October average. You can run it up hard in the first half of the month and turn around and run it back to the downside, and it looks like hardly anything changes. Well, even though a lot changes in that time, you go a long ways to go nowhere is kind of the theory that a lot of people have got about October.
Yeah. Robin Schmall, back to agmarket.net. The market is asking for expansion, but the heifers really just aren't there. We can maybe get up to about even, so, I sort of feel like. There's almost a theme suddenly.
Yeah. So the heifers aren't there to really build on the expansion side. Now, when it takes time, it took time to get into the situation that we're in with a quote-unquote shortage of heifers out there, replacement heifers right now. It'll take time to get back to where there are enough heifers to expand. But in the meantime, a conversation that I had with Robin offline was that the processors are going to have to do some expansion at the same time. And if we're going to increase the amount of milk that is produced by dairies, we're going to have to increase the amount of milk that can be processed out there as well, whether it's into cheese or yogurt or fluid milk, whatever you're talking about, we're going to have to build on that. And you've got people at the U.S. Dairy Export Council that are pushing hard to get to a 20% of production marketed through the export channels, kind of a situation right now. It's like 17 or 18%. Doesn't sound like it's a huge increase, but I mean, instead of one every 6 days, then we'd be talking about one out of every 5 days worth of production. It'd be going into the export market. So you got to increase your processing capacity along with it. And until that happens, it's going to be hard to increase total production.
Well, let's talk turkey and turn this into a cheese sandwich for both of our row crop producers and our dairy producers. Take advantage of opportunities. It's a simple message. Yeah. Am I right?
Dude, this goes back to conversations that we had last week. It's a conversation that we had yesterday. You've got to be ready for it. Be there before the market gets there, kind of thing. How many times have you heard me say it?
Not enough.
In other words, get your market orders in place. Have the discipline to leave them there. Have the discipline to execute those market orders. And then if you've got to manage upside risk or upside potential after that, there's ways that you can do that. You've got the flexibility to be able to do that. All right, National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, October 7th through the 11th. Above normal temperatures over most of the Corn Belt, the far eastern Corn Belt, southern Illinois, most of Indiana and Ohio, looking at near normal on the temperatures. No change on the precipitation outlook. It is below normal, no question about that, across the Corn Belt.
Have a look at the next one, too.
Yeah. The above normal temperatures push to the east in the 8 to 14 day, October 9th through the 15th. all the way out to Ohio and below normal precipitation. No doubt about it. All right. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning. We're going to be right back here at the World Dairy Expo. But first, we're going to have a conversation with Jim Minter from Purdue University. And it's a Farmer Forum here on AgriTalk.
Welcome to the soothing sounds of cropland seed. It's the kind of sound you only get with broad access to high-performing genetics and traits and years of data from extensive testing. Also, retailers can recommend what will work best in your fields. Take some stress out of your season. Talk to your local retail seed expert about Cropland Seed today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical.